All right, so this is Jeff. It's 8:24 and 30 seconds here on a Thursday morning. And at 8:25, I blow the whistle that signals the start of the day where kids go get their Chromebooks and head to class, or head to advisory in this case. It is time.
If you really knew me,
if you really knew me,
if you really knew me,
if you really knew me, you would know.
Hey, who are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
It's Monday!
Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of If You Knew Me Monday, a Park Day-inspired podcast out of the school's Department of Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging. Each episode, we explore the nooks, crannies, people, and perspectives of our school and community. Last year, we started out by interviewing our Park Day friends to learn who they are beyond what we see. This year, I've teamed up with four different student podcast clubs to explore more. Speaking of, here's some of the crew now.
Hi, I'm Rowan, and I'm a 7th grader, and I'm one of the co-hosts of If You Knew Me Mondays. Something that I like to do out of school is play piano guitar.
Hello, I am Orion. I'm in 7th grade, and something I like to do is crochet.
Hi, I'm Callum. I'm in the 8th grade, and something I like to do in my free time is I play drum set.
Hi, I'm Kairos. I'm in 8th grade. And one thing I like to do is build gaming computers.
Say what?
Awesome, thanks for being here with us, and I'm really excited that we're teaming up. Before we get started, I have a question. What made each of you want to join the podcast club?
Well, I wanted to last year, but everything was just so crazy being on Zoom that I just couldn't, so I thought it would be fun to try out this year.
I wanted to join because my friends were part of the club and it seemed like a fun use of my afternoon.
I wanted to join because I was excited about editing the podcast, but here I am now being a co-host.
Why do you think this podcast is so important for our community?
Well, it gives people an opportunity to learn things that they never knew about their school community, and it's just fun to listen to.
I think it's a good way to give the voices that often go unnoticed a spotlight.
I think it's just a way to share student perspectives.
On today's episode, you'll be exploring identity through collage in second grade art and learning the origin story of our new school anthem, Park Day Hooray, with songwriter and third grade assistant teacher, Scott Keller.
All that and a lot more after our Mindful Monday moment.
This is a Mindful Moment.
Hello everybody and welcome back to a Monday Mindful Moment. My name is Elliot and I will be starting you off. First, I want you to find a calm place that you like. It could be the ceiling, the wall, the ground, your grandma's couch. I don't really care where you go, but I do care if you're comfortable. Now just take some deep breaths in and out. Now I want you to think about all the happy things that happened today. And then I want you to forget everything that happened today for a couple seconds. Then, bring it all back. Just center yourself. Now, you can go about your day and do what you want to do. And that concludes a Monday Mindful Moment.
Wow, okay. Elliot did such a good job on that mindful moment. I was totally relaxed. And now it's time for fun facts at Park Day.
Fun facts.
Hello, And welcome to Fun Facts at Park Day.
My name is Shay, and I'm a fifth grader, and I love kayaking.
I'm Shahana, and I'm a fifth grader, and if you really knew me, you'd know that I love designing clothes.
Hello, my name is Sayuri, and I am a fifth grader, and if you really knew me, you would know I love sloths.
Hi, I am Avery, and I'm in fifth grade, and if you really knew me, you would know that I love dogs.
Each episode, we take a moment to highlight the fun factoids that are hidden in plain sight at Park Day.
Hey, look at that!
Today, we'll be turning our attention to something practically synonymous with our school. I'm talking about our noisy neighbors, who know the trees on campus better than anyone else. Somehow, these friends are not our school mascot, although some think they should be. If you haven't guessed it already, we're talking about all the squirrels that live in our campus.
I'm not sure about you, but I don't know a single person at Park Day who hasn't had an encounter with one of these playful, mischievous, and ever-hungry creatures. Stop along any of the walking paths on campus and look up, and you'll see them jumping between the tree limbs and scouting their next meal, which may be your lunch if you're not careful.
So, we all know there are lots of squirrels on campus, but does anyone know what kind of squirrels live here?
It turns out there's a lot of information about our furry friends online.
First, there are four main types of squirrels that live in the Bay Area: Eastern fox squirrels, Western grays, Eastern grays, and California ground squirrels. Can you guess which one is most commonly found in the East Bay and on our campus? If you guess the Eastern fox squirrels, then you're correct.
According to the wildlife site, Animalia, Eastern fox squirrels get their name from their common yellowish-red fur, which closely resembles a fox. Historically, squirrels are a Native American symbol of trust, thriftiness, and preparation.
These squirrels are very intelligent and tricky creatures. In order to throw off potential food thieves, they pretend to bury acorns and nuts. Sometimes they forget where the acorns were buried, which means they can sprout in time and help propagate more trees. While they may be out to get your unattended lunch, keep in mind that they play an important role in our environment.
You know, we're really just scratching the surface. There's so much more information about Eastern fox squirrels online. What fun squirrel facts can you find? Let us know on this show's Padlet.
As we close out, we are going to leave you with a story about one person's squirrely encounter. Thanks for listening.
Well, hello. My name is Terry Edwards Nixon, and I am the Learning Garden teacher for kindergarten through fifth grade. One day, 2 weeks ago, I was coming from my third grade class, and the younger students were gathered out here. And someone said, "Terry, there's a squirrel in the yurt." Now, I don't usually leave the door open, but that day I actually had the door open. And I thought that they were joking. So I came into the yurt, and there was indeed a squirrel in the yurt. And do you know what he was doing?
What?
Eating sunflower seeds. So I tried to shoo it out. It wasn't going anywhere. But then it got scared. And it ran up. Instead of running out, it ran up the door jamb and stayed at the top. It sort of scared me because I was like, in order for me to get help, I'm going to have to run underneath where the squirrel is. So I tore out the door. And I was like, "Abong, Abong, can you help me with something?" And Abong said, "Oh, I'll come help you." Because Abong's awesome like that. So we came inside, and the squirrel was still there. And Abong tried really hard to get him out. You know what all I could envision was me walking under the door jamb and the squirrel jumping on my head and me running around campus with the squirrel on my head. But luckily, Abong saved the day, and the squirrel was escorted out of the yurt.
Wow, I'm never going to look at squirrels the same way again.
Okay, let's keep it moving. Up next, we're going to be dropping into one of my favorite classes. art to hear about one of their first projects of the year.
At Park Day, we believe in the importance of being a caretaker and a change maker. Both of those start with yourself, and a big part of that is learning about who you are. With that in mind, I'm stopping by Lisa's second grade art class, week 2, as they explore their identity through symbolism, collage, and endless creativity. Let's hear what they have to say about it.
All right, I have a few special announcements. One is we have a special guest today. Say hello, Arjuna.
Hi, Arjuna.
Arjuna is here to learn about this project that we are working on. And so he will be walking around and he might ask you some questions about your art. Okay, so think of really smart things to say, huh? Yeah. Okay. When you come in, you're going to take a squirt of hand sanitizer. You're going to sit where your name tag is. And I'm going to have you just look at what you did last week. I'm going to tell you a few things before we start. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you missed all that, it's hand sanitizer. Go sit where your name tag is. Guess what? It's in a different spot.
Hi, my name is Lisa Ostapinski, and I am the lower school art teacher at Park Day School. And I've been at Park Day for 4 years. I've been teaching art for a really long time, and I'm also a professional artist.
So this project is based on the work of Karan and Regis Bethencourt, and they are a couple from Atlanta, Georgia, and they photograph black children all around the world. And they help the children to adorn themselves really dramatically for the photos. So they have all different kinds of amazing hairstyles and accessories, and the children really get to choose what they want to look like. And I just loved this book. I thought it was so inspiring and beautiful. And so I showed the kids a bunch of pictures from the book, and then I also showed them an interview with, I love that, it's like Legos.
These photos are so amazing.
I know, amazing. So they watched a little news clip of the couple being interviewed on a show, and part of what they talked about is how they and other black folks sometimes when they're young had the experience of being made fun of for their natural hair or for their dark skin color. And so they really are on a mission to show black excellence and black beauty. And then when the kids heard that, they said like, oh, what they're trying to say is like everyone's beautiful and everyone, you know, everyone's skin and hair is beautiful and everybody's style is beautiful. So yeah, so then what they're doing is decorating photos that Danny took and I took of them and just kind of being inspired by the visuals in the book. And I just want to give you a few reminders before we start. Ready? All right. I want you to add a lot of decorations and details today, okay? So yesterday was just kind of your starting off point, right? You just started, you maybe got a little bit done, but today lots of decorations and details. Number 2, if you didn't already, clothing for yourself. Remember we talked about like a superhero or like royalty or like some sort of imaginary being that you want to invent yourself as, okay? So you don't want to have your plain old t-shirt on, so use that those materials and make yourself some clothes, okay?
I'm changing my hair color so it looks a little cooler.
And what made you choose those colors?
The fact that I really like the start of the rainbow and the end, and I sometimes put pink in the start of the rainbow right before red.
I'm working on this collage thing that means that makes like to say everybody is beautiful.
You've got some beautiful peacock feathers going on. What do those peacock feathers represent for you?
Birds, because actually I really like birds.
Yeah, what's your connection to birds? Why do you like them?
Well, I actually jump really high, and when I jump, it feels like I'm a bird.
So, I am a fire werewolf.
Well, I'm 2 things. I'm a darkness werewolf and a fire werewolf. My dad was a darkness werewolf and my mom was a fire werewolf. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm a princess is because they're king and queen. But I'm also a baddie because I'm fighting against their royal kingdom because they betrayed me.
I thought that more issues about gender would come up because a lot of this, I could see the kids going like, oh, well, that's for girls or that's for boys. And I noticed there was much less of that than I thought there would be. You know what I mean? Like the idea of decorating yourself is often in our culture thought of as more female. And I was wondering how that would play out in here. And so it was way less of an issue than I thought it would be.
My piece is based on an eagle.
Okay.
Because I saw a kid who was like an eagle. Like, it's not that good. I don't really like it that much.
What don't you like about it? I'm just wondering.
This part.
Oh, what happened there? Oh, look, you can rub it right off. Good luck. That's great. Now do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an easy fix. Because I was going to say you could glue something there to cover it up. But you don't even need to now. So what made you pick eagles for this? What do you like about eagles?
Well, my visit with Lisa and the second graders may have been short, but it was definitely inspiring. In a school that's committed to creating a real sense of belonging for every person, making time to see and celebrate each of us is so important. If you were creating a portrait of your super self, what elements would you include and how would you express them? Let us know on this episode's palette. And if after hearing about these student works in progress, you want to see the final product, be sure to check out the FU NUMMI Monday webpage or see them in person on the walls of the Palm Building at Park Day. Thank you to Lisa, Danny, and all the second grade artists, and thank you for listening. Hello and welcome to Season 2's first installment of Park Day Hooray, a time where we sit down with our friends and family to show some love and to learn more about who they are beyond what we see. Today, I'm sitting down with someone who's only in their second year at Park Day, but they've integrated themselves in so many different facets in our school in this short time. I'm talking about second grade, third grade, after school, and of course, one of our resident musicians and author of a fast-growing hit. You haven't heard it just yet, but you will very soon. I'm talking about Park Day Hooray, our new school anthem. And of course, I'm talking about the one and only Scott Keller. Hello, Scott. How you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Arjuna. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good today. So, Scott, every guest gets the same prompt, which is, if you really knew me, you'd know that. And I'll let you finish it however you'd like.
Well, if you really knew me, you would know that I was born and raised in Oakland, California. I never thought that I would be working at an establishment like Park Day. I was a musician, am a musician by trade, by life choices, by career path, by fate, by whatever you want to call it. And I also have a very large love for children. I'm a father myself. And yeah, if you really knew me, you would know that this has been one of the best wild rides of my life. I'm very happy to be in this chapter right now.
This is a match made in heaven, but how'd you end up here, though?
Well, someone said this to me after I told them the story, and I'm going to steal it. I've coined it since then. I am probably one of the good stories to come out of the pandemic. I was working for a different agency, and there was a camp on campus that opened when we were all doing the distance learning and remote learning. And so I came on to work with the third grade team doing swivel and iPads and Zooms and boom boxes in the middle of the meadow and all that kind of stuff. That was how I got brought into Park Day, and that over the course of last year grew and morphed and changed. And now I am a assistant teacher for the third grade team.
I'm just curious about, in all the range of different things that you bring to Park Day, where do you feel most like yourself, most at home, most comfortable?
My first answer that jumped out of my mind was the classroom. In front of these young learners, in front of these world changers, in front of these really awesome people, I feel most at home. I get to go in there and be comfortable and be silly and be Scott. And I think that the beauty in that freedom or comfort is that we are getting to know them as much as they are getting to know us. I have students who I worked with last year who now see me and will ask me random questions and ask for help with stuff. And it's those connections that were built in the classroom when I was helping you figure out how to sound out that word or figure out that hard math problem, those bonds that were formed were, like I said, in the classroom. And so I think I feel most comfortable there because I feel like that's where the most possibility for real connection exists for me. It doesn't really happen on the yard. There's a lot of kids and they're usually playing with each other. But in the classroom, it's more of that one-on-one or personal connection that we sort of get to strengthen. And that's definitely why I would say that's my most comfortable space.
So tell me about what your transition has been like, what it's felt like to have moved through the community in so many different spaces. What would you say about your, has it been a year and a half?
No, it hasn't even been a year and a half. It's been 12 months.
Crazy.
It's been 12 months. Honestly, and I don't know how real we're getting on this part. At first, it was keep my job. And not in the sense of I'm not performing well, but we were in the midst of a pandemic. I know people were getting laid off left and right. So it was, yes, whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do, and I'm going to learn how to do. And I was stretching and growing very quickly and being asked to do a lot of stuff that I didn't necessarily expect to do. Not that I wasn't prepared to, and I guess I had it in me all along. But I think initially I jumped in and I felt like every day we just hit the ground running because we sort of had to. We're outside, we're combating with the elements, the squirrels, the everything, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll say the, whatever you put right there, if you're listening, that, yeah, we had to deal with that too, you know?
It was there.
And so jumping into something like that, I sort of had that same mentality coming into this school year. And it took a minute for me to really understand that was a different kind of Park Day school year. And then as far as my duties and my responsibilities, I think that the transition has been this like ever evolving understanding of what it is to be a part of a community, to be a piece of a moving and functioning machine, in the sense that everything needs everything else. And so while I may not be lead teaching, I may need to supervise because someone else needs to step away. And it's not that, oh, you're not paid to supervise or your job is not supervision, it's something else. But if that's what's necessary at the moment, we step up, we stand in, we step back. You know, it's the giving and taking and working and existing together that I think this transition of all my various titles has sort of shown me. Yeah,
That's rich. And just kind of reflecting on the picture of the past 12 months you just shared with me, and that's just a lot. And you just bring so much positive energy in everything you do. And I'm just curious about the source of that. What do you do to keep yourself so positive and balanced in such a crazy last 12 months?
I pray, man. I pray. I am a firm believer that there is something powerful about prayer and taking the time to acknowledge God and ask for help and be humble enough to say that I don't have the answers. I don't know what I'm doing all the time. And rather than have egg on my face, because I don't even like eggs, rather than have egg on my face or make any mistakes, help me. Help me. Outside of prayer, I do things I enjoy. I play video games. I go home and I plug up my PlayStation 5. I turn on my television and I relax and play video games. I also songwrite and play music, and I spend time with my kids, and I do the things that make me smile. I do the things that make me happy. I do the things that affirm me, that show me that I am good and worthy.
Okay, friends, I'm sorry to disappoint, but we're going to put a pause on our conversation with Scott and pick up where we left off next episode. Tune in next time to hear all about how the Park Day Anthem came to be. And in the meantime, leave any questions, feedback, or appreciations for Scott on this episode's palette. Once again, this has been Park Day Hooray.
Hello, and welcome to the If You Knew Me Mondays community calendar. I'm Chris Miller, and I do fundraising, events, communications, and I also support volunteers at Park Day School. Joining me are Ren and Evan from the 5th grade If You Knew Me Monday podcast club, coming at you with some exciting events to share.
I'm Ren.
And I'm Evan.
We want to tell you about a special local art project that is lifting spirits and inspiring us. The Community Rejuvenation Project has just completed an epic 8-story tall mural called Ascendance on the Green Lining Institute building near 14th Street and Webster in Oakland.
The mural highlights our city's legacy of freedom fighters and change makers. A particular point of pride for us is that a Park Day family is featured on it.
Yeah, if you look closely, you might spot our friends Arjuna, Christina, Jumi, a third grader, and Toki, a future Mighty Apple in the painting too.
Awesome!
Yeah, in fact, we have a special guest joining us today to tell us a little more. We're thrilled to welcome Jumi to the podcast.
How does it feel to see yourself on a mural?
It feels really cool and special because it represents the community of Oakland, and it feels good to be on a mural that my Uncle Desi made, because he could have chosen anyone, but he chose us because we're connected to him.
Who on the mural is a mirror or a window for you?
A mirror for me would be the Asian people on it, because I'm Asian too. And all of the people provide a window into their history in Oakland.
What's your relationship to Desi and the Community Rejuvenation Project?
My connection to Uncle Desi is he's my uncle, not by blood, but he's part of our chosen family. And he's really special to me because we do a lot of things together. At Critical Resistance, I helped him paint a mural with bumblebees on it, and it was so fun to do. And when I grow up, I want to be a muralist.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Jumi, for sharing that with us.
The new mural will be celebrated with a community gathering on Saturday, October 16, from 2 to 4 p.m.
We hope you can make it.
We also want to make sure you know about the book drive that our second graders are leading. From now until November 11th, we are collecting gently used children's books to share with local kids in the Oakland community.
This year, the books will be donated to two places, Carl B. Monk Elementary School, a K-5 school in OUSD, and the Oakland Reach, a parent-run, parent-led organization that supports OUSD parents and their families.
Carl B. Monk Elementary will use their books to help build their school's library. Our friends at the Oakland Reach will share their books with the many families they work with.
More information can be found on Parent Square, and books can be dropped off at school.
Thanks for your support.
Before we let you go, we want you to know that our flag football team has a game facing Redwood Day on Thursday, October 22nd. Let's send them some cheer.
And that's a wrap for this episode's community calendar. We'll see you out in the community.
All right, friends, that just about covers it for this episode.
If you enjoyed today's show, let us know on this episode's Padlet. Leave a comment, share what you've learned, or leave any questions for any of our guests or hosts.
And if you want to be sure not to miss a single episode, subscribe to If You Knew Me Monday, and while you're at it, share with your friends and community so they can explore the nooks, crannies, people, and perspectives at Park Day along with us.
Next episode, we'll be finishing our interview with Scott and learning all about how our new school anthem was born.
But Angela asked, and she was like, can you make it something we can teach kids, change the words around or whatever? And I said, sure. And then she said, can you do it in a week? And I was like, first week of school week? As in, like, classes, kids, and write a song in a week. She's like, yeah. And never being one to back down from a challenge, and also believing in myself enough to know that I can do it, I said yes.
The show is for everyone in our community. We hope that your whole family can listen together and that you can tune in regularly to learn and laugh along with us. We want to thank everyone who's helped make today's show possible. Every person whose voice you heard and everyone behind the scenes.
Once again, we're your co-hosts, Kairos, Callum, Orion, and Rowan, and this has been If You Knew Me Mondays. Thank you for tuning in, and catch you next time.